Wow, that was something. The whole back end of the Blackburn Beverley was lifted off a scaffolding tower they've created. A huge yellow crane. It was lifted right over the old Victorian walls here of Fort Paul. It's definitely on its way to Cumbria and Solway Aviation. And Dougie must be made up about it. Hiya, Dougie. How are you feeling?
I don't know. It's words have... well, they've gone. But, you know, it is a great day. The first bit's over the wall. Tremendous. Next week, it'll be in Carlisle.
The thing is, you've been... and you know, you're a man of a certain vintage with a few aches and groans, and you've been physically dismantling this gargantuan aircraft. It must be nice to have these lads here to give you a hand.
Ah, these young lads here in the orange, yeah, it's tremendous having their help. They're the ones with the muscle. You know, and look at the size of this crane they've got here. It's well over 100 tonnes that's sitting there on its own, eh?
I bet you had more muscle in your day, Dougie, because you actually had to do it yourself. You didn't have fancy stuff like this. I won't tease you there. Will here is from Central Crane Hire in Hull.
Yes.
That is a magnificent machine you've got there, breaking up another magnificent machine.
It is, yeah, and it couldn't have gone any better, to be honest. Like I said earlier, it was textbook. And I'm glad to be a bit part of history doing it, to be fair. It's the last one in the world, so I'm quite happy I'm doing it.
I was a baby the last time this flew.
I wasn't even born.
Well, all right, I know. We're not having a competition about it. Dougie was. Will you be heading over to Cumbria, do you think, to see it when it's put back together
again?
Yeah,
we will be, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We have to, don't we, really?
Yeah.
Be rude not to.
I think so as well, and yeah. It's amazing. Dougie was just telling me the back end you've just taken over, that was where the paratroopers would have sat.
That's right, yes.
I thought it was just a transporting aircraft. It transported men as well.
That's right, yeah. The bottom half of the fuselage, yeah, below the cockpit there, yeah, this is the part where they put the vehicles or buses or heavy plant, and all the people that were going with it, they lived in the back.
So where would they have gone with all this stuff? What action did it see?
Well, it's seen all over the world. It even went as far as New Zealand. I don't think there's any war out there, but, you know, it did do humanity, you know, kind of programmes as well, yeah, going into Africa and things like that, eh?
I guess that's all going to be part of not just putting the nuts and bolts together, getting it repainted, piecing together its history as well for people.
Well, that's right. You know, we've got a team of people back at the museum, eh? And there's a couple of girls, they live in Morecambe, and they travel to Carlisle two or three times a week to help us. And they do a tremendous job. They look after our archive, and also they do all our displays. You know, and they'll put a display on here in the aircraft, but also we've asked them to do a display for Fort Paul, and we're going to leave, you know... It's a legacy here as well.
Oh, lovely. Oh, well, thank you. That's fantastic for the guys that are reopening this as a tourist attraction. Remind us where Solway Aviation is if we want to pop over. I know you've got aircraft already restored there.
Yeah, we have. We've got 23 aircraft. We're north of the lakes, south of Gretna. So if you're thinking about getting married or going for a holiday, you know, come and see us at Carlisle.
You're somewhere near Carlisle, aren't
you? That's right, yeah.
Dougie, it's always a pleasure. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
I hope the next lift is also textbook.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.